This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. One of Rudy Giuliani's so-called fixers is prepared to cooperate with the Trump impeachment inquiry. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
A Soviet-born associate of Rudy Giuliani reverses course and is now prepared to cooperate in the impeachment inquiry. Lev Parnas' attorney, in a letter to the impeachment investigators, writes he will honor a subpoena to appear. Joseph Bondi also cautions the committees that they must make sure they do not infringe on his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Parnas and Igor Fruman are said to have aided Giuliani's efforts to oust U.S. Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch and to get Ukrainian officials to investigate Joe Biden's son, Hunter. The two were arrested at an airport with one-way tickets out of the country. Next to be released by the committees, the interview transcripts of former special envoy for Ukraine, Kurt Volker, and U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Britain's intelligence agency downgraded the country's terrorist threat level from severe to a substantial on Monday. The level was first raised from substantial to severe in August of 2014 due to the rise of the Islamic State group in Syria and Iraq. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani announced Tuesday that Iran would begin injecting gas into centrifuges at its Fordo facility, the latest in steps that go against what it agreed to in a 2015 agreement on its nuclear program. The text of the nuclear deal that Iran reached with the United States, Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany called for Iran to convert Fordo into a research facility while allowing it to spin two of six cascades of centrifuges without uranium. Said the Iranian president, whenever the European countries return to their entire commitments, we will return to our entire commitments. Iran previously went past limits on the amount of enrichment